Weather team, the official details are sunny and hot with an air temperature of 99. Heat advisories again area-wide until 8 o'clock here tonight. Pretty sticky tonight as well with a low of about 76 degrees. Tomorrow, 97 with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. A little better chance during the overnight hours. Friday will have a decent chance of storms plus cooler temperatures with a high of 89.
All right, officially 1.07, just over an inch at the Emporia Municipal Airport. We had 4/10 in the gauge here. Yesterday's high 97 with a peak heat index of 107. Yesterday afternoon, overnight low down to 77. Right now, sunshine and starting to warm up. 81 degrees here at KVOE Live.
And local.
Headlines this morning, a service of Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue, still offering convenient carry-out and curbside services. Bobby D's, 607 Merchant, where it's always...
Always,
Chuck.
Always, Ron.
All about the meat. Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue. Good morning, it is 8:43, and it is time now for Tech Talk with Flint Hills Technical College President Karen Doherty. Tech Talk brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender.
This happened just the other day.
I'll be ready to go to lunch in just a minute. I'm on hold with my bank. We can go as soon as I get done.
If I need anything, I just text my credit union. It's so easy and it saves me time.
Wow. That'd be a lot better than being on hold forever.
I love my credit union, Emporia State Federal Credit Union. By the time she finished with the bank, we only had 30 minutes for lunch. Texting, easy, convenient, and only at Emporia State Federal Credit Union.
Welcome once again to Tech Talk with Flint Hills Technical College President Karen Doherty. Karen, good morning. How are you?
Morning.
Good morning, Chuck. Good morning, Ron. How are you gentlemen this morning?
We're doing all right. How about yourself today?
Doing great. Had a nice walk around campus this morning before it got too hot, and all is functioning well. So we're pretty happy about that. Faculty returned yesterday, and that was a great success. It's all going well. Emporia State Federal Credit Union also stopped by yesterday morning. So I want to give them a shout out as well for supporting this line, as well as providing some support to our folks and welcoming the new year for our faculty as well.
So, Karen, when do things officially begin for the fall?
All right. Students will return to us on Monday morning. So the energy is ramping up right now. It's good to see all the faculty back, the meetings we've had. So the energy is building up, and then we'll get the students on Monday and start moving forward then.
How many questions did you field about the new mask procedure that was announced as part of the board meeting Monday night?
Sure. Really, I believe while everyone is a little kind of done with COVID, as you all can understand and we can all understand, they were actually more welcoming of it and at least complied. I don't know that they were welcoming. That might be a stretch. But at least they complied, and I believe they understand that we are going to have converge not just all of the faculty yesterday that have been off campus, but then all of the students on Monday coming from all of us from so many different backgrounds that, as we've heard even before this, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Newman, the Chamber, so many of our leaders in the community having to cancel or postpone some of their community events and their fundraising events and their meetings that bring in lots of people. And so we've seen masks work, we've seen the effectiveness of them, and we do not want a disruption in our educational process for our students and our faculty. So we also feel like we have to take it's not a one-time meeting, obviously, where everybody comes together, but certainly yesterday could have been defined as such because now today faculty will be working in their offices and preparing with classes and maybe meeting with small groups of students. But we want to ensure everybody's as a community leader, we need to make sure we're protecting our students, our employees, and our community. So not much resistance. It might get there once we actually get into the swing of things, but I really appreciate the support that the college community has stepped up in this situation.
And this is Tech Talk with Flint Hills Technical College President Karen Doherty here on KVOE, moving to a different day than we normally are, just to fitting into some scheduling adjustments, and they're all over the place. It happens from time to time, and we appreciate Karen adjusting to be able to be with us here on a Wednesday morning. So, Karen, how does the fall semester look as far as your numbers go? Are you pleased?
I am. I'm very pleased. So we're up over last year, so we're very, very happy about that, and that would obviously be the anomaly of 2020. So we certainly hope to parallel by the time we submit our final numbers, which is about the fourth week of class, once classes start and the schedules kind of shift and late adds, and maybe some students decide this is not the time it's going to be best for them. So hopefully by the time we get to the third or fourth week when our official numbers will be announced, we may be on par with 2019. And so I'm really, really happy about that. And we'll be able to share those specific numbers, but we are well above last year and hope to, by the time we close out our final numbers, be on par with 2019.
How important is it to see that enrollment snap back the way you're seeing it right now?
Great. The confidence in our programs, the confidence in our faculty, the confidence in what we can do to support the community as a leader, as one of the higher ed leaders in the region alongside Emporia State. And so that is, it's really a testament to the hard work that our faculty and our staff put in, and the quality of students who enter the workforce in our region. So that is, it's great to see. I'm really proud of our folks.
Yeah, you're great to see it. We're great, greatly appreciated to hear it, that things are going well out at Flint Hills Technical College. Now, still time and room in some classes to enroll, Karen?
Absolutely, absolutely. So please reach out to our admissions staff and connect with them. If you do have an interest, we certainly have some space in some of our programs. So certainly reach out. We will be registering for the next few days, and then there's the potential for some late adds in some of the programs as well. So definitely come in today, come in through the rest of this week if you have the chance. And we will get you set up and make sure that you will get on your path for your own education and your own life plans.
I wanted to ask you here a question about the discussions that are really taking place in Washington, D.C. before we start getting into accreditation matters, because there's discussions on the table specifically with, I think it's a $3.5 trillion budget package, and part of that could wind up meaning free two-year education at community colleges. Would that affect the technical college as well?
Absolutely, and so it certainly would. In some of the other areas, in some situations, our students may have access to some parts of that. Sometimes that language out of Washington, D.C., it can be deceptive. and so we certainly are watching that as well in regard to what some of these potentials and opportunities are, whether it would be for programming, whether it would be to work more closely with the K-12 system and provide additional pathways for students, not just into the tech college, but then also transitioning on to Emporia State. So kind of developing that, if you will, kind of a six-year pathway where their last year or two with a high school are at the tech college, and then they transition on over to Emporia State or a university. And so these are significant conversations. We will definitely be a part of those. And in some areas, I think we've heard, for instance, Tennessee already has a model of free college at the community and technical colleges. Missouri has a model similar to that. And in some ways, the way we're able to work with concurrent enrollment students, they have certainly reduced costs as well. So this would be able to allow us to ramp up those existing programs, as well as expand the opportunities for students and families.
Well, let's talk about accreditation, because it sounds like the early processes here for this cycle are now underway.
Correct. So the college will go through its 10-year cycle visit. So we will have Higher Learning Commission site reviewers on campus September 13th and 14th to kick the bricks, if you will, just to make sure we're doing what we say we are doing. And that team, actually, the Higher Learning Commission, HLC, reached out to us and asked us what our masking procedure was before they confirmed the team date and when they would be here. So it was important for us to share with them what that the folks in those meetings will also be masked. And so the 13th and 14th, the five members of a peer review team will come in and make sure that we are fulfilling our mission to our community, make sure that we are operating with integrity in our with our board operations, with our finances, with our decision making, that our teaching and learning, that we have adequate supports for our students, as well as the evaluation of our programs, and then planning and resources. So what are we doing to plan for the future? What are we doing to come out of COVID and plan in the event we have other situations that affect our enrollment significantly? And how do we manage through those situations? And so those five areas are our mission, our integrity in operations, our teaching and learning with our student supports, our teaching and learning and our evaluation efforts, and then also our planning and resources of what they will be looking at. They may also engage with members of the community, as because we are such a community-invested operation, and we depend so greatly on many of our community partners. And so they may reach out also to some of our community members and have some conversations with them. So we are preparing. We have an assurance argument that is a written document that was locked last week. So that's final and uploaded, and that gives the team time to review that and determine any questions they want to ask us.
Yeah, you're just stepping into your role as, you know, president and CEO of the Technical College. Welcome to it right here with accreditation.
Right? So I would here are the sharks.
So I would assume, Karen, that preparation for accreditation has been underway for quite some time then.
Absolutely. Yeah. Denise Gilligan and Lisa Kermer have been leading this effort for a year and a half to 2 years. They've done a phenomenal job, and in our professional development yesterday, they led significant portions of the professional development to prepare the faculty and staff for mock questions, for situations, a reminder of the types of improvements and responses we've had because we uncoupled from the K to 12 from US the K to 12 district from Emporia High School several years ago, and are still in what I would consider and define as the early stages of our accreditation path. We had a visit 4 years ago, so this is then that was a mid cycle. So this visit is gets us back on our 10-year cycle schedule, and it will then move forward on that pace, and there will be other things we'll have to do mid-cycle, but Denise and Lisa have led this effort. I'm so thankful that they have the history and the institutional knowledge with the accreditation process, and they're able to kind of remind all of us what we've done that responds to the recommendations HLC provided to us 4 years ago. So they've done a great job in preparing the college, preparing our materials, and opening the door to make sure that this accreditation visit will be successful. And I have every assurance and confidence in that.
Well, all kinds of positive information shared with us this morning. Karen, as always, we appreciate your time, and thank you for joining us once again on Tech Talk.
Ron and Chuck, thank you all for your flexibility since we had our meeting yesterday. So I appreciate your willingness to let me come in this morning. Over the next few months, you're going to have faculty coming in on this. You've heard enough from me, so you'll have more of our faculty and staff being able to promote their programs and talk about some different things. So, but I appreciate your flexibility as well in our scheduling.
Well, don't forget, we love to hear from you now, all right?
All right. Very good.
Thanks, Karen.
Thanks, Karen.
Take care. See you all.
Yeah, Flint Hills Technical College President Karen Doherty joining us on Tech Talk, brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender. ESFCU, the educated choice, with two convenient Emporia locations. It's 856.
What's going on at the...